Shalom to all. Today's office called Davsani Vav, and we're starting about halfway through with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Tarbats, Miaka Maisha, Hernish, Amash, should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says, Hanotel Gera Nosha, someone who's removing Gera Nosha from the thigh, Tsar Shitel is Kula, he has to remove the entire thing, and that's Shitel's Rameir, Shechaitetin, then he has to dig deep into the thigh to remove the entire Gera Nosha. Whereas Rabbi Yudah Amar, he says, Kedil Kaim by Mitzvah Zantila, he only has to remove enough to Makaim the Mitzvah of removing it, which is what we're going to see in the Gemara, and just removing the part which is by the Kafayarich, by the spoon of the thigh, and that's it. Another then, Hoyachim Gera Nosha Kezayas, if a person eats a Kezayas, of the Gidan Asha, so Garbahim, he gets 40 Malkus. That's one set of Malkus because he was ever Isser. Now, let's say Achleve Imbay Kazayas, he ate the entire Gidan Asha, but it was so small, it's not even the size of a Zayas. Chayiv, he's still Chayiv. That's because it's a Beria Bifne Atzma. It's its own creation. It's whole Isser. It's just like eating an ant, for example. We know the person's not allowed to eat an ant, but it's not the size of a Zayas. It's a tiny little thing. Still, it's Beria Bifne Atzma. It's a whole creation. So one's Chayiv for it. Same thing with Gidan Asha. Another din, Achle Mizek Kazayas, Mizek Kazayas, Sefik Shmainim. If he eats from this one and that one, meaning Kazayas from both the right and left thigh, he's Chayiv. Two sets of malchus. That's because, as we know, Shitas Rabban is that both get anoshes, both from the right and left thighs are aser. Whereas Hudaimer, he says that no, he only gets one set of malchus. That's because only one of the get anoshes is aser. The Gemara begins with a story. Bar Piyule, that's his fellow's name. Havakai coming to Shmuel. He was standing in front of Shmuel, becoming Nakar Atma, and he was being Nakar, which means he was removing, he was cutting out the Atma, the thigh, meaning he was taking out the get anoshes. And Havakai Gaimle, he was only being Gaimit, which means he was only cutting off the part by the calf, by the spoon of the thigh, and he wasn't digging deep in, and that Shitas Rabbi Huda. So Amrle, Shmuel told him, Chavaz Beit Fei. You have to dig deeper in to remove more. Now, if I wouldn't have seen you do this, Safisali Sura, you would have given me Isser to eat. Now, when Shmuel told him this, Irtas, he got afraid. And the knife fell from his hand. So Amalei Shmuel told him, you don't have to be afraid. I don't suspect that you're an Amaretz, or maybe even worse, that you're Rasha. It's just that the Ayri Lecha, Rabbi Yehuda Ayri Lecha, the one who paskin for you, meaning the one who taught you what to do, he taught you, like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that you only have to remove from the Kafa Yarech, from the spoon of the thigh, but I hold like Rav Meir, that you have to dig deep, and so you don't have to worry. Now, Rav Sheshesh has commented on this. What Bar Piyule was removing, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that Midai Raisa one has to remove. Ask the Gemara, Mechlal the Shayid Rabbanal Rabbi Yehuda, that's Mashma, that he left over in the thigh where Rabbi Yehuda holds is Asr Drabanan. Now the issue with that is El Da'irile, Kaman Irile. So the one who taught Bar Piyule how to remove the Gera Nasha, according to which Shita did he teach him? Definitely not Rameir, and now we're seeing not even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because even though he removed the Da'i Raisa part, he still left part which is Asr Drabanan. So that can't be what happened over here. El Gemara says rather, Amar Rav Sheshes, what Rav Sheshes say, Ma Deshakal Bar Piyule, the Iraisa, what Bar Piyule removed is the Isser Dairaisa according to everybody, and by the Shire, what was left inside that Shmuel wasn't happy with, Drabanon Rab Meir. That's Asr Drabanon according to Rav Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, because if we want to go and choose Rabbi Yehuda, Afim Drabanon Shari, that part which is left in the thigh, even with Drabanon is Mutter, so must be the Shmuel is being Machmir, like Rav Meir, just in the Drabanon part of it, not in the Dairaisa. And we continue the Mishnah Tzara, Echum Gira Nosha Vechulu. Now Amar Shmuel says, Loi Asr Taira Ela Sha'al HaKaf Belvad, the Taira only Asrd, meaning the only Isser Da Irais of the Gidan Asha is a part which is on the calf, it's on the spoon of the thigh. How do we know this? Shemar because the pasuk says al kaf hayarech. Now Omar Paru Papa says Hitanoi. This is actually machlekas tanoim. Where do we see this? Surprise! It tells us similar case to our Mishnah. Achlevei mekazayas. If he ate the Gidan Asha and it wasn't the size of a zayas, chayiv. He's chayiv for that. And Rabbi Yudaimer he says achyevay kazayas. No, it has to be kazayas. So my time is Rabbanon. What's the reason Rabbanon? The answer is beriahi. It's a beriah. It's its own creation, and therefore even though it's not a kazayas, one's still chayiv for eating it. Sarevam bezantav. Rabbi Yehuda. How does he explain this? Achiluk sivabei. It says achilu regarding the Gidan Asha. Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael's Gidan Asha, and we know that Nachila is a Kezayas. So we're not a Chai for eating Gidan Asha if it's not a Kezayas. Now Rabbanon, what do they do with this? Because they just explained that when he eats the entire Gidan Asha, he's Chai because Siberia, even if it's less than a Kezayas, so that how do they understand when the Pasuk says it has to be an Achila, which is Mashma Kezayas? So explain, Hay Achila, this eating that's required that has to be a Kezayas, is referring to the following case, that he is Be'er Bab Chamisha Zesim, that let's say the Gidan Asha is very long, it's very large, and it has, let's say, a total of 4 or 5 Kezayasim in it, Vachol Chad Kezayas, and he only ate one of those Kezayasim, Mechayev, we're still Mechayev him, and that's what the Achila of the Pasuk is saying, that you don't have to eat the entire Gidan Asha in order to be Chayev, as long as you eat a minimum of Kezayas, that's going to be Mechayev as well. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Masher al Kafa Yarech Nafka, Rabbi Yehuda learns this from when the Pasuk says, Asher al Kafa Yarech, from that which is on the Kafa Yarech. In other words, even though the Gidan Asha is really much more than that, it's not just on the Kafa Yarech, it's not just on the spoon of the thigh, really it starts from the spinal column and goes deep into the thigh. So, for argument's sake, let's just say that the part that's on the Kafa Yarech, that's on the spoon of the thigh, is the middle part of the Gidan Asha. So, that's what the Pasuk is telling us. When a person eats that part, if it's a Kezayas, he's Chayev. Now, Rabbanu, what do they do with this pasuk? Asher al kafa yarech. Ahumim bayu leil chedesh Shmuel. They need it for shita Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says lo yaser tayel asher al kafa yarech. The Torah only asered, meaning the only iser da'iraisa of eating the gidan nasha is the part that's on the kafa yarech, not any other part. Rabbi Yehuda he argues and says that no ha yarech ksev. The pasuk says ha yarech the thigh. What do we learn from here? The kul yarech, the entire gidan nasha in the thigh is asur, not just the part that's on the kafa yarech. Now right over here in this part of the discussion, we see that we have this machlekes tanoim. Rabbanim, Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, in Shita Shmuel regarding what part of the Gita Anasha is Asur Dairaisa. Now just continue discussion for Rabbanon. What do they do with this word Hayarech? Hahu the Pasha Yisurei Bekule Yarech. They say that's referring to the Gid, which goes through the entire Yarech, Lafuke Chitzoin Deloy. That excludes the outer Gid, which is not Asur due to Gita Anasha, that doesn't have a problem of Gita Anasha. As we mentioned a number of Dafim ago, there's actually two Gidim. There's the inner one and the outer one, and that's what the Rabbanon are learning from this word Hayarech. That's referring to the Gid that goes through the entire Yarech. That's the one which is Asur because of Gita Anasha, not the outer one. Now, even though that's the Asur Gid, Ulaylam Shalakaf, the only part which is Asur to eat Mid HaRaisa is a part of that Gid which is on the spoon of the thigh. As more, how can we say this? This is needed for a different drasha, as we mentioned earlier as well in the beginning of the parag, that a bird doesn't have a kaf yarech, and so its Gid is not Asur. The Gemara answers, Trey Kaf Ksivi says the word kaf twice, so we can learn both things. And moving on to another Mishnah, continue to discuss Gid HaNasha. Yarkshan is Bashal Ba Gid HaNasha, a thigh that had the Gid HaNasha cooked with it. They took the thigh of the animal, put it in a pot, boiled it up, cooked it nice, and they realized afterwards that the Gid HaNasha was still inside. Problem is, that's cooking Isser with Hatter. What do we do? So, Im Yesh Ba B'Noisin Tam, if there's Noisin Tam, this is a very important phrase over here, Noisin Tam, which means it imparts flavor. If that Gid HaNasha imparted flavor, Hareza Asura, then the whole thing is Asur. Now, the question is, Ketch Mishara Noisa, how are you to Mishara it? How can we estimate? How can we see whether or not it imparted flavor? You can't take a bite out of it to see if the Gid imparted flavor, so how are we supposed to know? The answer is, Kabasar Belefes. We treat it as if we cooked meat with lefes with turnip. In other words, we'll look at the Gid HaNasha as if it was a turnip, and if we had that amount of turnip cooked with the amount of meat that was in the thigh, and the turnip would impart its flavor into the meat, so then it would be Asur, if not, not. Now Rashi just clarifies that since we know Shiur Mar Alach Alamashim Yisinai, part of the Masaira is that Tam, taste, is measured with turnips, specifically by Gid HaNasha, and that's even though if we would use cabbage or leek, for example, the Shiur of Noisin Tam would be different. That doesn't make a difference. Over here, as Mishnah is telling us, the Masaira is that when dealing with Gid HaNasha that was cooked with other meat, we judge it based off of as if it was a turnip, and again, if that would have been Noisin Tam, if that would have imparted flavor, so then the meat's Asur. The Mishnah continues, Gid HaNasha is Bashal Ima Gidim. Let's say a Gid HaNasha was cooked with other Gidim, and those Gidim are Mutter. So first of all, Zbanshim Akiroi, if he recognizes the Gid HaNasha, he would have to remove it and throw it out. The question is, what about the other Gidim? Are they Mutter? So we say, B'Noisin Tam. If that Gid HaNasha was Noisin Tam, it's Asur, if not, not. Now, if him Lav, but if not, meaning if he doesn't recognize the Gid HaNasha, Sukulun Asurin, all of them are Asur, because every Gid which is taken out of this pot, he would have to suspect, wait, maybe this is the Gid HaNasha, so all of them are Asur. Now, the Haroitev, what about the broth, the gravy, the soup, the liquid that's in this pot? Is that Asur? So that's B'Noisin Tam. We go back to discussion of Noisin Tam. If the Gid HaNasha imparted flavor, then even the soup, the liquid, the broth, the Roitev is Asur. If not, then it's not. Now, the Mishnah moves on to other things. Also a piece of nevela meat, also a piece of a non-kosher fish, if they were cooked with other kosher pieces. So as mentioned, Akiron, if he recognizes that piece, it's removed and thrown out. Everything else here would be judged based off of Nois and Tam. If it imparted flavor, then it's Asur. If not, not. But if not, meaning he doesn't recognize the piece of nevela or dag tame, so kulon asurais, everything's Asur. And also, v'haroitev b'nois and tam, what about the liquid, the gravy? So that's also b'nois and tam. Says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel Shmuel tells us, loy shanu elishan is bashal ba. This whole din of the first part of the Mishnah, where the yarech, the thigh, was cooked with the Gid HaNasha inside, that's only if it was cooked with the Gid HaNasha inside. So we say everything has to do with Noisin Tam. Aval nitzlaba, but if it was roasted with the Gid HaNasha, kaila va'eichla chmagila gid. Literally, this means he could peel and eat until he reaches the Gid. In other words, he could eat all the meat around the Gid and just to make sure not to eat the Gid HaNasha itself. And that's because when it's roasted, the flavor of the Gid actually stays within it because it shrivels up due to the heat, and that flavor does not get spread throughout the rest of the meat. That's only with cooking, which is basically boiling in a pot with liquid, so then the flavor of the Gid HaNasha goes throughout the entire meat. As the Gemara, is that really so? That roasting is different than cooking? V'amar Rav Huna had said, the Gedisha Nitzel B'Chalbay, the Gedia, goat, was roasted in its chalev, in its fats, which is referring to the chalev sha'al ha'kloyes, the fats that are on the kidneys, which are asr, meaning they forgot to remove those fats. Asr lechol afilu me'rosh aznoi. It's asr to eat from this Gedi, from this goat, even from the tip of its ear, where there is no fat. As we see, the roasting is no different than cooking. Clearly, when it's roasted, that flavor goes through the entire thing. So it ties down on top. The Gemara answers that no. Shani chalev d'mfapeya. Chalev, fats are different because they permeate due to the nature of what fat is. Even when it's roasted, it permeates throughout the entire animal. And that's why even in this case with roasting, it's different. As opposed to this case, we're talking about a gid, which is hard. So its flavor will not be mifapeya. It will not permeate the entire meat unless it's cooked. But if it's roasted, everything's fine. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.